Okay. I'll just give it a second to let that sink in. And I'm going to go back to the beginning for those of you that haven't heard this idea expressed, this idea about what the Bible is all about. Welcome to the room, Scotty. Are you still here? Wolf's Den, are you still with us? You can barely hear me. Okay, let me turn up my volume a little bit. Is that better? We all have Mike's volume is set different than mine, and so on and so forth. Wolf's Den, are you still here? Okay, well, let's go back to the very first verse in the Bible. And let me post it on the screen. And it says there, in the beginning, God created the heaven, singular, and the earth, singular. It's a mathematical question. How many places are in that verse? The answer is two. The heaven, and then the earth. And then creation, and then by the time you get to Genesis chapter 2, we see that there are heavens, plural. Right? There's the, I believe the Bible talks about the heaven where the birds fly around and the airplanes fly nowadays. And then there's the heaven where the stars and the moon and the planets and the, all that stuff is. And then there's the heaven where God resides. And that's where we're going to be when we're caught up to meet the Lord in the air. We'll be seated in heavenly places at the right hand of God. I have that verse in my mind, but I can't think of it right now. So if anybody wants to find that and post that verse with it, with you know. So, two places created in the beginning. You with me there, Laura? Now we're going to get into the nitty-gritty. There were two rebellions against God. Both of those rebellions were orchestrated by Lucifer, Satan, the serpent. You know who I'm talking about. He took a third of the angels. There was a rebellion in heaven where he took one third of the angels with him. He convinced one third of the angels in heaven to rebel against God. There was also a rebellion against God on the earth when Satan, the serpent, beguiled Eve. He tricked her by changing the word of God into eating from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then he went to Adam and told him about it. And Adam wasn't beguiled. Adam wasn't fooled. Adam thought that he could possibly get things back on track. God wouldn't keep, you know, thou shalt surely die if you eat from that tree. He voluntarily chose to eat from the tree of knowledge of the knowledge of good and evil. So it's Adam's fault. Eve, she was tricked. So there were two places in the beginning, and there were two rebellions against God. Now the entire rest of the book is all about the redemption. You know that word, right? Redemption. About the redemption of those two places. And lo and behold, when we get to the end of the book, that's what the whole book's about, is the redemption of those two places. And lo and behold, at the end, there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth. Correct, exactly. Thank you, Mike, to help explain what that word means. So there's two there's two places created, two rebellions, and there's two plans of redemption with one redeemer. Who is that one redeemer? The Son of God, Jesus Christ. Amen. So God is going to has a plan to redeem the earth. Jesus Christ is involved in that redemption. He has a plan to redeem the earth, and who is going to are the people that are involved in the redemption of the earth? The nation of Israel, God's chosen people. You see, they never expected to go up to heaven. They expect the nation of Israel, corporate Israel, the commonwealth of Israel, if you will. Mike can explain that much better than I can. They're going to inherit the earth, right? And the Beatitudes. Again, this is from one of the, there's three major discourses. Do you know what I mean by the word discourse? Speeches, presentations of the Lord Jesus Christ during his earthly ministry. The Sermon on the Mount, the Olivet Discourse, and then the Upper Room Discourse, the Last Supper. Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7 are the Sermon on the Mount. And it begins with what's called the Beatitudes, probably people that grow up as little kids, going to Sunday school, which I didn't do, which is probably a good thing. You know, they memorize these verses, right? It doesn't say, blessed are the meek, for they shall go to heaven, does it? It says, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. So they're expecting the kingdom of heaven. They're preaching the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom, if somebody wants to post verses to back up what I say here. Matthew chapter 4, verse 17. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. They're expecting the kingdom of heaven, which is in heaven, to come to the earth. You know, the Lord's Supper, the Lord's Prayer, rather, which should more appropriately be called the Apostles' Prayer. And he said, or the Disciples' Prayer, and he said unto them, when ye pray, say, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy kingdom come to earth. Thy will be done as in heaven, so in earth. So they're praying for the kingdom of heaven to come. So there's the redemption of the earth. Now, there's still the redemption of that rebellion in heaven that God has a plan for. And that's what's happening today. God's chosen people for the redemption of those heavenly places. That's us. That's us, the church, the body of Christ. That's our purpose. We have that's our promised inheritance, heavenly places. Our purpose, and the Bible doesn't talk a whole lot. You'd find it in Romans through Philemon. But the Bible doesn't, Paul doesn't have a whole lot to say about what we're going to be doing up there. I think in one of the Corinthian letters, somebody might have posted the verse in here, but about buildings or something like I've heard it described as there's some empty real estate up there in heaven that was vacated by those fallen angels, and there's some vacant position up there in heaven Yes, yes, we will judge. And in fact, the angels are listening to me right now, and they're scratching their heads if they have heads, because this is just totally, this is befuddling to them. But hi, Rocky, welcome in. So anyway, there's not a whole lot in the Bible. There's not a whole lot in Paul's epistles about what we're going to be doing. I know in 2 Timothy, I think it is. Help me out if I'm wrong. Where he talks about we'll be ruling and reigning with him if we suffer. I know I've been talking about sonship edification with a few people in Facebook, so that those verses are popping into my head. But there's some empty real estate up there, and there's some positions, jobs that are vacant, and so there needs to be that rebellion in heaven against God. That redemption, which involves the one Redeemer, Jesus Christ. There we go. Mike's putting the verses on the screen for you. So I hope that helps. I know it doesn't help a lot. We don't know what it's going to be like. I can't tell you what it's going to be. I know it's going to be did he put the verse on the screen Corinthians, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, or is it 2 Corinthians chapter 12? Yeah, 2 Corinthians chapter 12. I was actually going to start at the beginning, but we'll go ahead and wait for Mike's verses when he gets done. Is this beginning to make sense, Laura? Two places, the heaven and the earth, two rebellions. Satan's responsible for both of them. Two plans of redemption, one Redeemer, two groups of people for each of those places. God's earthly people, the nation of Israel. The redemption of the heavenly places, us, the church, the body of Christ. So I was going to just start reading here, and I can post my verse 1, where he talks about I believe that he was stoned to death in Acts chapter 14. And I believe that it may or may not be true, but about 14 years ago. And he's talking about himself, and he was caught up to the third heaven. And there were some things that were shown to him. And he's being coy about it, but it's Paul, how that he was caught up into paradise. And I don't believe paradise is a place. I believe paradise is a condition. And heard an interesting choice of words. He heard unspeakable words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter. And we know that at that time it wasn't lawful, because we'll keep reading here. Of such a one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Here's the verse where he's going to forbear. For though I would desire to glory, he'd love to tell people about what happened when he was caught up to the third heaven, when he was caught up into paradise. For I will say the truth, but now, at that time, I forbear, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth me. And by the way, Mike, this is what I've heard Steve Gottberg talk about. This is when I've heard Steve Gottberg teach that Paul got the revelation of the gospel of the grace of God, the dispensation of the grace of God, which is different than what Jim O'Boy and E.C. Moore and you teach, and I believe and teach. Lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me, there was given unto me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me. I should be exalted above all measure. So I'll stop reading there. So I believe Paul was caught up, and he the 14 years is probable, not provable. It's not provable because we don't know exactly when he wrote. Where's the, what verse is the 14 years in? Oh, verse 2. I believe that he's talking about, well, I'm going to stop because I can't prove it.